"A photograph?" exclaimed Mrs. Bird. "What a funny thing you should say that."
"Oh," said Mr. Brown, "why is that?"
Mrs. Bird busied herself with the teapot.
"You'll see, all in good time," she said,
and try as they might, that was all the others could get from her. Fortunately, she was saved any further questions, for at that moment there came a loud banging noise from the direction of the dining room, and Paddington himself appeared at the French windows. He was struggling with a large cardboard box, across the top of which lay a mysterious-looking metal object with long spikes on one end. But it wasn't so much what he was carrying that caused a gasp of astonishment from the others. It was his general appearance. His fur had an unusually soft, golden look about it, and his ears, or as much of them as they could see poking out from beneath the wide brim of his old hat, were as black and shiny as the tip of his nose. Even his paws and whiskers had to be seen to be believed. Everyone sat up in amazement, and Mrs. Brown dropped several stitches.
"Good heavens!"
spluttered Mr. Brown, nearly spilling his tea over the encyclopedia. "What have you been doing to yourself?"
"I've been..."